2,500-year-old archaeological artifacts from a dig at the ancient Persian city of Persepolis in modern-day Iran. For 70 years, they have been on loan to the University of Chicago's Oriental Institute. Here, linguists have been working to translate the text inscribed on them, written in an obscure ancient language. Gil Stein is director of the Oriental Institute.
They've proved to be one of the most valuable ways available to us for understanding how the Persian Empire actually worked. It's the only archive surviving from that time.
The tablets have become embroiled in an unusual legal case that pits cultural heritage against victims' rights. Under a recent U.S. terrorism statute, victims of a 1997 Hamas bombing in Jerusalem won a judgment against the government of Iran, a known supporter of Hamas. The law allows U.S. citizens victimized by terrorism to seize the assets of governments who are found to have lent material or financial support. Victims of the Jerusalem bombing have targeted the priceless tablets as partial restitution, and museums and universities around the world are deeply concerned.
I'm sure they find it outrageous that something that they've controlled for 70 years suddenly might be taken away from them.
Patrick Clausen is deputy director of the Washington Institute for Near East Policy. He testified for the plaintiffs in the Jerusalem bombing case. He says confiscating items of cultural heritage from another country may not be good public policy, but it is the law.
No one's proposing to smash them. The question is who's going to own them. No one's proposing to take them away from public display. No one's proposing to put them in the kiln and burn them. The question is who's going to own them.
Lawyers for the plaintiffs say Iran need not forfeit its tablets. All it has to do is pay the judgment. According to Patrick Clausen, the case would not have gotten this far if the Iranian government had taken steps to defend itself in court. The government of Iran has $6 billion in judgments pending against it in U.S. courts, more than any other country in the world, and as a general policy, it has refused to acknowledge the jurisdiction of U.S. courts.
In general, foreign governments have great immunity in the U.S. court. Great immunity in the U.S. court from lawsuits brought by individuals. And it would not in the least surprise me if, in fact, when Iran shows up in the courtroom, that it can indeed assert those immunities from lawsuits and protect these assets.
In a recent twist, the government of Iran plans to do just that. The Iranians have hired a Washington law firm to represent them in federal court in Chicago. And museum directors around the world, like Gil Stein, are confident the priceless collection will be kept intact.
These are things that must be protected. That's our responsibility to future generations. 200 years from now, people are not going to remember the details of a particular political struggle of the day, but they will remember if these items were passed on.
Jeff Swikord, VOA News, Chicago.
The way you did it here.